Here's Siegfried coming back inside of that line out to about the 26-yard line. Not much going there. Maybe a gain of 2 yards in the play. Tackle made by that unknown 11 number, third down and 5.
Yeah, Matt Mahalik in there as well, and in making that tackle with our ghost number 11. But that was probably one of the better plays Cass City's had on defense so far this game, the shortest offensive production that we've seen out of Lakers on this series. So a third down and 5. This is four down territory for Lakers for sure. So let's see if they find a way to get three or four more and try to make fourth down real short and manageable.
Third and 5, and it's a pitch to Preston Wharton. He reverses Fields, and there's the Cass City defense to bring him down. Matt Mahalik jumps out of his tackle and brings him down in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. And it's going to be back to that fourth down now. First time tonight for the Lakers in 7 yards to go.
That's the one bad thing, Clark. When you're a running back and you take one step and panic and reverse Fields, your offensive line's job is to get people out of the play and then go on to the next one. So when they shimmied off of number 60, Matt Mahalik, they were already moving on to the next guy with the play going to the right. So when he reversed field back to the left, it was nothing but Mahalik and the running back, and Mahalik take him down for a 1 yard loss. Fourth down and 6, wide receiver to the right.
Mason Pasek's going for the pass, and then it's actually Andrew Siegfried with the pass. He brings it in, but he was short of the first down marker. On a second effort, dives forward toward that first down marker. No word yet where the mark is going to be. It's going to be, looks like, shy of the 20-yard line. And this one is going to be very close. Tackle made by Sandon Cathrell. And they're going to say the catch in leap was short. And Cass City comes up with the first stop of the night with 5:25 left in the first quarter.
Wow, I thought for sure he was going to be short. And then when it looked like Cathrell had missed the tackle over there, I thought he had extended the ball far enough to get that extra yardage for the first down. But the officials say he was down before that extension. He's a full football short, and what a big defensive stand for the home team as Lakers comes up empty on their first drive, and the Cass City Redhawk offense now comes onto the field in their traditional wing tee offense.
Lakers was moving the ball quite a bit, 61 yards total, and this one's a handoff for the first play for Cass City. This is a handoff to number 20. Jared Nagel, the running back, senior for Cass City, gets out for a handful. Looks like about 6 yards, second down, 4 to go.
And lots of running room for Nagel there, tripped up by the linebacker. I'm not sure what number it was. I thought it was Clayton Troop, but number 74. Nonetheless, though, a good start for the Cass City offense as he's able to get around that left end and turn it upfield for a 6-yard gain of their own on first down.
Second down, 4 to go. It's a handoff up the middle. Not much going there. White jerseys all over him there. And that was number 5, Luke Stern, on your carry. Out for about maybe a yard. Brings up a third down and manageable. Tackle made by Corey Minity on the Laker defense. Third down, 3 yards to go.
Lots of Lakers there in the area as number 5, Stern, is your far left-hand running back. The play was coming back to our side, and he cuts it up the middle, but was very patient. There wasn't a lot there, was following his center up the field, but nothing really opened up, and a good swarming tackle by the Laker defense to bring up third down and medium.
As they hand up there, Sandon Cathrell's actually going to keep it. He has the first down. He's at midfield, streaking down that near sideline, and that should be a face mask at the end. He's inside Laker territory.
There it comes.
Flag flies from behind, and he's all the way inside Laker territory. Inside of the 40, down to about the 37-yard line.
What a play there by Cathrell, Clark, as he fakes everybody out. Even I got to admit, I was fooled for a second. I thought Luke Stern had the football, and Cathrell's able to sneak to the sideline. And again, it took that left hand, that left arm, the stiff arm, one defender of the Lakers, and he hits the sideline. And with those long legs, when he starts striding down the sideline, Clark, he had some wheels, and eventually it took that last defensive back of Lakers to bring him down by the head and helmet and grab a hold of that face mask to pull him down. So you can add penalty yardage onto that, and a huge gain for Cass City is now there well into Laker territory.
A 34-yard run becomes 49 with the face mask, and Sandon Cathrell has his team inside the 25 of Laker territory. A handoff to Luke Stern coming around the right end, working out that right hash. Tackle made by Blake Smithers on the defensive line. Big man there. Gain about 2 yards on the play. Second down, 8 to go from the 22.
And for Luke Stern, that's going to be an issue all game long. As the left running back and you come behind your quarterback to the right, you are running right at Blake Smithers. And that's not a not a guy that you want to run at or run into, per se, because you go right straight to the ground, and that's exactly what happened, a one-yard gain for Cass City.
Coming out in the straight T formation, Stanton Cothrell in his 22nd start as quarterback, hands off right at the middle to Perry. Perry has room to run at the 5, touchdown Cass City. The Redhawks strike with 3:18 left in the first quarter for first blood tonight. All set up by a huge run from Stanton Cothrell, and the Redhawks are on the board first.
What a run there by Perry. Something we've seen from his brother Nick for many years. He plays that middle fullback in the wing tee, and he doesn't miss a beat. You trade one Perry for the other, and it's no different with the results as he's able to get through the defensive line and juke to his left, make that linebacker completely freeze right where he's at, and then it's off to the races as Perry strolls into the end zone. Home team scores first.
3 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first quarter. Cass City leads now 6-0, going for two. Play clock underneath 10 now. Cothrell under center. There's the snap. Pitches out to the left to Stern. Stern dives in. Is he is? Yes, he is. Two-point conversion's good. And this Cass City crowd is fired up. They are leading the undefeated Lakers 8-0 early in the first quarter. 3:18 left in the first quarter. It's 8-0. Cass City leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard. We have some exciting news. Our wash bay is now open to the public by appointment. Bring your equipment over in the evening, pick it up clean in the morning. Countryside washes trucks, trailers, liquid, dry bulk, dump and van trailers, even RVs. Call us at 989-883-2148 for times and pricing. That's 989-883-2148. Visit Countryside's expanded parts department for all your truck and trailer needs. We're a full Mack dealership. Stop for all your trailer sales and a full line of Mack exclusive parts. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard.
Cass City strikes first. It just took them 5 plays, covering 80 yards and 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock. And it's 8-0, Cass City leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Lakers' first drive of the night, 61 yards, 12 plays, stalled on the 20-yard line as they were about a foot short of a first down. Couldn't convert on fourth. And now Beecher kicks off for the Cass City Redhawks. Booming kick all the way down to the 10-yard line brought in by Minetti. And they fumble it as they tried to hand it off at the 10. Cass City comes in and tackles him inside of the 20-yard line, pushing him back. And forward progress is going to mark him down right at the 20-yard line, according to the spot. 3:06 left in the first quarter, and Cass City's fired up.
They absolutely are. And then Lakers special teams feeding into it, Clark, trying to get fancy, trying to do a reverse, try to fake out that special teams of Cass City, and a mis exchange of the football. So two special teams mistakes early in this game has cost Lakers valuable field position. Personally, you drove the ball right down the field on Cass City the first time. No need to get fancy on special teams, but now you're going to ask your offense to go 80 yards again on this fired-up home defense.
It's a pitch to Preston Warren with a lead blocker in front of him. He's dragging his defender out to about 2 yards. When all said and done, out to the 23-yard line, Preston Warren there. Tackle made by number 6, Stanton Cothrell, to the secondary. Second down, 7 to go.
Absolutely, but a powerful run there by Preston Warren. A lot of running backs we see, Clark, get no gain on that play. He's been very impressive early in this game, finding ways to break tackles and powering forward. He's only got 6 carries for 19 yards, but it certainly feels like a lot less. But he's been working very hard at breaking tackles and getting up into secondary and turning nothing into something.
8-0. Cass City leads Lakers on offense for the second time tonight. 2:25 left in the first. It's a handoff, and it's actually going to be reverse. To Andrew Siegfried, breaks free of his first tackle, has room to run, has positive yards, has the first down across the 30. And Cass City's defense finally catches up with him at the 32-yard line. The Redhawks nearly had a huge loss on that play for defense, but instead it results in a first down for Lakers.
So Lakers left tight end, who the wing back, takes the run to the right. The other tight end on the right side comes back to the left, and they do a double pitch, double handoff for the reverse, and there is a Cass City defender all over that play. Siegfried able to shake him off, reverse field, and turn, like you said, Clark, maybe a 5, 6, 7 yard loss, into a first down. What a great individual play by Siegfried, and a heartbreaking possible big turn of events for the Cass City defense